left on Friday, but it is this, the Bahamas for Kosab the Sabiode being already. Kosab the Sabiode being already. That's the Gimon of this. Kosab Sabiode being already. Time of the apostle, Mishim Shiyuchta Lichtif as Mank Mishiyotzi. Rave came this man. But the question is, Midraise Xaviodi is kosher. Whether it's kosher as we discussed them Friday because of the special dosa kosher because of, or it's kosher because of the as I mentioned the name from the Hofeinstein Pshat in the Tesis, because Litation is dealing the Rie, so some mele we have the Nasim dosa Mishael before name, whatever the reason is, but it's kosher Midraise. So why the Chachomim puzzle it? Why the Chachomim puzzle it? Chachomim don't puzzle just like that. There has to be a reason. The Teisa says that the reason as to why the Rabbonon is puzzle, because if it's, because if there are no Eidin, so the Baal can write whatever man he wants. There is no one to check on him. So Mimele it's considered like King Bisman. That's Teisa's explanation. Tema, the Gemara doesn't say it, that's Teisa's explanation. Mandoma fair base. The Tiknus man begitten shall ye chapa basach isay. So mele we can understand. Hocha biksabyode nami kalame hashem ye chap. In other words, Monefshach, if we are chishish, lest the Baal will try to protect her, so mele will have a very good motive to protect her. He'll write whatever's man he wants in order to protect her. If she had the Mizane, so then he'll deliberately write Get B'Chsav Yodei and write this man Ishman Mugdem, so it'll appear that by the time of this news she was already Ipnuye. Is hoch was hab jode name ich kann mich hashem ich hab aber man die forscher so geschlockt die dikt uns man mich im pere because if there is no man then the Baal can take advantage of the isha, he'll divorce her and then he'll keep on selling the peres when Alpidin is not entitled to sell a peres. So the question is, Aman forshas mitkinus mamish impere, koshavari, machshashi, that's only shayach, if there is mamish knows man, but if there is his man, but iksabyode, so then there is a possibility, maybe he'll write the wrong man, so that machshashi ish bichsabyode, vim ish lochush, sheyagdim, zman litivas isho. So, I mean, why should he do that? So to be to his detriment. But the Gemara mentions Mamtzieh that sometimes you are chishish, maybe there is collusion between the Baal and the Isha, even though there is no Shalom Bayis among them, but they might unite against the Likuches. I mean, some mele here too, we could anticipate that possibility that there is a Knunye. Wie mich schloch wie Agnes Mangelte wie sie ist schon. Aber bis sie gole gar schon, wie lass es ihm noch knunje, sie tig von mir kuches, sie moch alle hem, peiris bin taim, me isse as man, so, il moch peim taim, me isse as man, akos se beget ad achschof, kme ich schon noch chisch, how do we know that we are chisch, so jetzt gemorgen, ich nehm aus, so here we also chishish. In other words, since the Sabyodei, so he can with impunity mention whatever man he wants. So let's say he is divorcing her, he is writing the get, let's say in here, but he might deliberately put down this man of Nis. The man of Nis. So, but that's not true. I mean, the Gershon takes place in here. Then the Isha, and he sold all these sodis. to Likeach. It doesn't care about Likeach. So then when the Isha produces, they get in Bezdin with the Zman of Nisan, and then he sold it in the Zman of Nisan, so it will appear to Bezdin that he had no right to sell the peiros, so Bezdin, so she will be meeting Yeral Kuches, and then, you know, there will be a kickback, you know, the way it takes place today. I mean, these things, they'll make a chluki. That's knunye. Knunye is a kickback. So that's knunye. So that's the reason as to why it's possible with the Rabbanon. So he says, So the Chachomim didn't have to parcel it. All the Chachomim had to do is that Bezdin shouldn't be able to be tired the long Likuches from this man because of that possibility. But they didn't have to parcel it. After all, I mean, if they parcel it, so then it might result in Igun of the Isha. All they had to do to protect the Likuches against the Knunye is to misakim that by Ksav Yodei the Ishe cannot be given a peiros from this manakosubo, but she'll be only be able to be given a peiros the Baal sold after the Messias Haget. But why do they have to misakim that it's possible? That's the discussion. V'yesh leima divada yeine emon. That ain't noch an ame, he's not emon because he achishet him. That he will put the false man. But then you ask, so the Chachomim only had to be misaki that we cannot rely on this man, she cannot be given the peiros from the Likuches as of the day mentioned in the get, but she'll only be able to be given from the Likuches as of the day of the Misire. So he says, no, the Vada in Nemon, Ukach Paslu, the Lipspom in Tafsi, the Ishu Shalikidin, Kishayichte Abal Yim Shemet Ben. No. We Achish is maybe sometimes so by default, but many times, and probably most of the time, he'll buy the Weizmann. So then, he should be a She should be entitled. She should be entitled. But if the Chachomim are misaking, they cannot be gave, so then it means it's a hefzer to the Isha. So the point of Kach Paslu, Shlipom Tafsit Isha Gedin, Kishich the Habal Yim Shemebe, Vliyadim Azman, Vyoz Hoyolo Litreif Likuches Mezana Kosuf, Vilutuha Litreif. Why? Because we are chishish for that possibility. So the mele, she'll have loss. V'ilutichol itol v'shon chish d'nei se shiigdim azman u'kach paslu. So the question is, so the fact that the Chachomim were misakin that is possibly gamre, so that will improve our situation, if not improve our situation, because if the get is possibly gamre, she certainly couldn't be gave it. The answer is, if Takunas Chachomim is that the get is possibly gamre, so she'll also suffer loss. But Alpidin, it's not a loss because the get is possible. So that's Alpidin. So he has the right to sell. I mean, she's his wife. All right, she has a disagreement with him, and he wanted, but she's his wife. Mashenkin, the Chachomim would be misaki. That the get is kosher, but he cannot be gave it. So then it will alpidin be a loss. But if the Takonis Chachomim the get is possible, so alpidin it will not be a loss. But she subjectively she'll feel that she has a loss, but it doesn't mean anything. The kapos luda has to be din leitita v'yisho. Mizman HaKosuf, Kibun Shaget Posel, the Dafke Biget Kosher, gave him ye maxive. What Stasis emphasized ye maxive, because the Gemara that you Zion and Gittin mentioned it, Machloik is between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish. Why the Chachomim of Misakins Mambigen? Rabbi Yechanan says, Kedesh, Chapal Basasasis, and the Shlokish says, because of Peres. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't Rish Lakish explain it like Rabbi Yechanan? So the Gemara says, because Rish Lakish holds Nus L'Shricha. So it's an unusual thing. So really, it's not Shayach L'Chachomim should be Misaki because of something that is L'Shricha. And why the Gemara is in the next Kashi, why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan explain it like Rish Lakish? After all, that is something that is Shriach. So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that Yesh Libal Peira such as Nisini. The question is this: suppose the Baal biting it, let's say Nisini, and then is delivered to the Isha Unia. Unia. So, when does he lose his chus to the Peiras? She is his wife. So we could say, even though he already had to get executed, but since he's still his wife, he's still entitled to the payers.
Right.
The payers. Or we can say, no, that he loses his right to the payers, Mishas Ksive. What does Mishas Ksive mean? Mishas Ksive means not just the Ksive. It means the Ksime. Mishas Ksive means the Ksime. The Reb Shimon holds that Kim Shinosan Enobligarsho Shuve in the Paris. And that doesn't mean, let's say, suppose he decided to divorce his wife, and until he writes the get, it takes a year or 2 years or 5 years. So it doesn't mean that according to Reb Shimon, the moment he decided to divorce his wife, we appear has fisholet. But Kim Shinosan Enobligarsho means the moment you buy the get, even though the chsime didn't even sign it. And if we saw, there are three possibilities. One is that Yesh Libal Peres Ashas Nisini. And one is that Yesh Libal Peres Ashas Nisini. What does chsime mean? Not just the writing of the text of the get, but the chsime. I mean the writing of the signed get, the chsime. And one possibility is Kim Shinosan Enof Ligarsho Shuvin Peres. That doesn't mean the moment he decides divorce. He can decide to divorce 10 years before the execution of the get, so he doesn't lose the right to Peres. But it means the moment the text of the get was written, even though it wasn't even signed as yet. So Reb Shimon holds Kim Shonos Nino Fligarsho Shuvim Epeiris. Then of course the Rabbonin Achilik and Reb Shimon. But there is a machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, so he loses his chus to Peiris from the Ksive. That means from the Ksime. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, he loses his right to Peres from the Nisim. So that's why Teisves emphasizes the Dafke Beget Kosher gave him Yein Haksiv. Goivo, the Sloshnikevo for the woman. Goivo Miyein Haksiv. That means the Chsime. And Vridi Shleima. The Hashinon, the Achar Aksive, Niatitveis Aperis, Vitena Ashet von Nishgarsho, Mizman Hakosubei, some male, we wouldn't say that Boholo Tesis Kasha was. Tesis Kasha was Imkin Lunisme Holof Litrich Likuches Mizman Hakosavei. So Bezdin will not collect, will not recover. But suppose the Isha takes initiated and she grabs, so then it's it's it of us is mafkin menei, we wouldn't say it. So mele then there will be loss. Yeish bizman ve'im be'yale idechot. Limando amak savyodei ve'eit shoninu tone kosav b'chsavyodei ve'in olavedim la'shminon de'afilo ochav latkosha. V'seife deim be'yale idechot itztrich da'afilo hoche lo'itinosei lechatchile. So the question is this, there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel that pivovim gid. The Mishnah that Pivovim and Aleph mentions, the Shlusha Gittin, Psulin, the Niseis, Havlad, Koshea, so what are they, the three Gittin? Kosa b'chsavyode v'in l'veidim, yeish l'veidim v'in bizman, yeish bizman v'in l'idech. So there is a machlekes, the this get, yeish bizman v'in l'idech. What does it mean? Does it mean because of the Savyodei? And in addition, it has an Idechot, but not to Eidim. Or it means because of the Savsefer, the Eimbe Elo Idechot. Because of the Savsefer, the Eimbe Idechot. So, the Tigmore in Gitin Daf, Eivor. Now let's see the Gemore. The fourth line from the end of the Omer. Kosa b'chsavyodei. Then we read Omer Rav k'savyodei shonim. Ahei ilei ma'areishe, because we have three. We have Reishe, Mitzias, and the Seife. The Reishe deals with the case of Kosav Asavim and Veidim. The Mitzias deals with the case of Yesh Lavinim Bizman. The Seife deals with Yesh Bizman Veidach. So when Rav says, Ksav Yodesh in Yonahe, Ilay Ma Reishe Pshite, Ksav Yodesh Katan, what's the Chidesh? Ve'ala Mitzias, Harish Lavinim, Harish Lavinim, Yesh Lavidim Bizman, so what's in that child? So the chisong is because in Bizman, but there is no other chisong. What do you say? Because of the Sabiode. Ella say, Yesh Bizman Vim Bidechot. So it's possible. So that's the question. In Bidechot. And in whose handwriting? Who wrote it? The Sefer wrote it? Or the Sefer wrote it, or the Baal wrote it. So Rav says it is reference to a case where the Baal wrote with the Xaviat, and then in addition there was an Idach. What's the Chiddush? Yeim Dach Vidavke Xaviodei Veit. So then we say that who damrin on Avlat Kosha. Kosha, avoksav seifa ve'eid loy. But if it is ksav seifa ve'eid, then the blood is not kosher because it has no aiding. But ksav yodei is especially the osakos, whatever the reason is because ksav yodei is kimeidim dome. So if, whether it's because of the special osakos or because it is the litish medium, whatever the reason is. Savyodei is kosher, so the but lechatchile it's loy tinose. So the chiddush is that not only savyodei in no way is loy tinose lechatchile, but even savyodei nidechot is also loy tinose lechatchile. That's according to Rav. Avok savsita vei lei hod amrinon vi kaflat kosher. Dafke savyodei vei. Alright. So in other words, Ksav Seifa Veid is not considered kosher at all. The Vlad is not even kosher. Why? Because he doesn't evade us. He doesn't evade us. And we don't say, well, let the handwriting of the Sefer be considered as 1/8. According to Rab, the handwriting of the Sefer, even though the Sefer is well known, we all know. So, but that's not considered as an aid, unless the Sefer, in addition to writing the text of the get with his handwriting, he'll sign it too. So then he's an aid. That's Ksav Sefer. But Ksav Sefer, without putting down his name, is not considered as an aidist. Some mele, it has only a dechot, some mele, it's not kosher at all. That's right. So it's no aidist. It's not, some mele is no aidist. Since there is a possibility that he wrote at least lamed, some mele, it's no aidist altogether. Aval sasifa ve'eid loy, ushmuel omar, afil ksafsifa ve'eid. Sha'areishoninu ksaf seifa beit kosher. It's mentioned before. In the Mishneh, further ksaf seifa beit is kosher. V'klima ksaf seifa v'chosam eid echot kosher. V'rav says, what's the first Mishneh? Ksaf seifa beit is kosher. How can Rav say the Ksafseifa Veid Loi, so the Vlad isn't even kosher? The answer is, Midome, Ho Somtinos Lechatchile, Ho Chedi Eved. Over there, when it says kosher, it means he's Nos Lechatchile. So obviously, according to Rav, it is reference to the case of some Seifa Veid. When the Seifer signed his name, in addition to writing the get, so the text of the get, he signed his name, let's say, Reuven Beyesef, that's the name of the Sefer. So it's Ligorat and any other way. So then it's Nosle Chatchile. But suppose the Sefer just wrote the text of the get, the Tefes, the Teret, and the cast of the get, but he didn't sign beneath Reuven Beyesef. So then it's no Eides. So Midrash say it's no good. Nice note. So Ksam Sefer Veid, then is Kosher Chatchile, according to everybody. But Ksav Sefer Veid, according to Rav, is possible with the rice, because it's not, and it is, even though Bezdin recognizes the handwriting of Reuven Beyesef, but it's not a Ksime, it's not a Ksime. To recognize, because it's possible that he wrote it on the Islamic, some mele bivada is not sin. It's not a question of a chosh. Some mele bivada is not sin. V'rav midam hosom nosel chatchil ochedevet u'shmuel. So how can Shmuel say that when it says iksav yodei vein levedim is kosher, is posel, and the Vlad is kosher, but she's not allowed to in Nose, but Ksav Seifa Ve'eid is already in Nose. So the Gemara says, so according to Rav, when it says Ksav Seifa Ve'eid is in Nose Lechatchile, so then it means Ksam Seifa. But according to Shmuel, it doesn't mean Ksam Seifa. It means Ksav Seifa. So there is a stira between this Mishneh and the other Mishneh. So the Gemara says, Ushmuel Kashi. Hobi safre de muvek, the hobi safre de loy muvek. In other words, if the Sefer is a safre de muvek who is well known and everybody knows his handwriting, so then it's kosher even the chatchile. But if the Sefer is not well known, but we can find Edim who will be Mikayim, his ksive, then it is considered al midraise zechsime. Midraise zechsime venat cheishish, you know, for shemoli islami. But midraponon it's possible, so then it's loitinose. But in nises is a blatkosh. Anyway, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So this is says, יש בזמן לידחות למען דומה כסב יודי ואישון אינו תונה כוסה בכסב יודי ונלווידים להשמינון דאפילו חבלת כושר לבנדוי דוזן תבני אידים so the blood is kosher the blood kosher vi seife deim beli dechot it's trier the chidish is da fil noach mit nos khatri yeish bizman vein beli dechot the man do es yeish bizman nire hat in dem bizman er lashminon די אפל גאב די יש ביזמן לויטינוס לחצר קבלזר אין מיי אפיל אין לוויידין אפיל אין לוויידין קלאו אלו שנוס נו בפני דין מישיר קושה בגיל מחוס משבוד ואים תימא דיל מודף כקושה בכסב יודי אוי בידכות דייר את הנקם ממחשר בלזר So how do you know that Rablezer is machshir even without Ksav Yodei and without any aid in Joseli Misire? Because this is what Gemara is assuming here, that we don't need the Yechsime altogether. Maybe it means only if it's Ksav Yodei and or b'idechot, da'iret ha'nekame, is machshir Rablezer. V'yeish le'imar, da'aloshin afil le'ino lo v'idim, mashmar de'in lo v'idim klal. V'idik tone, de'in lo v'idim chizma agen tikneilom. So it means, even though it has no v'idim, not even n'idechot. Because if it has an idechot, then you could say, n'idechot, together with the ksav seifer, so in the right level it's to v'idim. No, but the מה שתסחלושן איז, אין לא בין כל נעתים, אין נעתים מנידך אותי אמון דחייסי. So it's a riot because it is a misire karse, because we don't need, according to Rablezer, we don't need it יחסימי, all together. ואידי כתונה נידחיס, מה גט נתינג אלו, מה שמנסו לחוצגי, ונראה לרי, די אף תחילה מחשיר רבלזר, נראה לי דווקא תחילה מחשר הבלזר בין מסירה כדי פירש בקונטרס מדיקטונה לקמון פרק בייס עם קייספינה יומוחוק וחכומי מחשירי וממן יומוחוק יומוחוק means that it is like diphtere in it is written on such a parchment that you could erase it and then write something else and it will not be nika. If it's in your sheni mochuk, so if you erase it, so then you know that some falsification took place because you see it's mochuk. But if at the very outset, in other words, unprocessed parchment, so it's in your mochuk, so then it's very easy to falsify, to erase and write in something else. So there is no yechochem itichashtar that the things that is mentioned in the shtar was not falsified. So in case v'inan yomochu v'chachom imachshirin, so the Gemara says v'yoma man chachom rablezer domarid misire karse. So in other words, umashma umashma machshirin v'keisvin. So it's mashma chachomim machshirin even lechatchile, as long as we have eidim misire. Vod itnam bashaleach hiskin. So we see that according to Rablezer, there is no requirement of having a Yechsime altogether, not even mit Rabbonon and not even Chathile. But the Agshenim are Chilik at this. And they say that even though according to Rabbi Lezer it's kosher le'evet, but v'chatchile we have to have idich simet. There's a takonis from Gamliel, but teisa shiti is not. Takonis from Gamliel is not that we are mechuyev. Just in his tevi. So mashma machshem v'kisin. What it nam bashali achisking Rabbi Gamliel sheidich is maget loyish tzoch laskein. Elo tikin sheilamid lem laskein. Shall we stole Holy Missire, Kishir to Laharis, Leraye, Hashtar, Vage, Abol, in Boim, Lismir, Vichatrile, Aide Missire, Isem. We gave him a Hosmishibon.
Let's say Rubik Sapiode alone would be good enough without any Aide Missire, according to the Rif. Sapiode alone.
So that's the question, or the Ksav Yode alone. You mean by yet? Okay. Well, Ksav Yode is good. So the Midrash is good, but Midrabonon is not good.
Okay, but
Midrash
would be good according to
Rabbi
Lezer. There would be no Eidim whatsoever, no Eidim Mesira.
I mean, it would be good by yet, even without any Mesira, except the Komtar of Natam that. Even according to the mayor, so we must have Eide Misire because of Indoro Shebel Boshnaim, but according to the Rif and all other Rishenim, that we don't even have to have Eide Misire if you have Eide Chsime. So Mele, Ksav Yode is just as good as Eide Chsime, so it will also be good, Minator, even without Eide Misire. Allah has come with Hamo, with Eide Misire, of course it will be good. It will be good, I mean. Even on the Rabbono level.
But without any Messiah, would be good in that era, according to Rabbi Lezer, according to the Rif.
Yeah, yeah. We gave him the Rosh Mishabodim, so there are two Lishenis in Rashi. It's very important. What did it mean we gave him the Rosh Mishabodim? So one Lashon is that it has reference to Get Isha. So what the Gavim Mechosh Mishibodim? Not to Shtar Alvoyim, but to get Isha. So what is the Gavim Mechosh Mishibodim? Legabi the Ksuve. Because when a woman produces a get in Besdin, so even though she doesn't have a Ksuve in her possession, so she can be gave the Ksuve from Mechosh Mishibodim. So this is what Rabbi Lezer says, that if they are Eide Misire, even though they are no Eide Chsime, so the get is a kosher get. And it's kosher evening for the purpose of collecting the ksuve from the Chosmishimon. But that doesn't mean that by Shtar Alvoye, a Shtar Alvoye, Eide Misire without Eide Chsime would be gale from the Chosmishimon. That's another question. There's a machlek reshein on that. So Pashtus is according to the first Lashon of Rashi. So when the Mishnah says the Gimel Chosim Shibodim, it is reference only to get, and the Gimel Chosim Shibodim means that she can be gave if the get has no dersim, and the Misura, so it's a good get. So Memele she can collect the Ksuve from the Chosim Shibodim, but Ishtar Alvoye. We did a Misira, not Eide Chsime, cannot collect. Why not? Because in order to give Chosh Mishibodim, it has to have a call. So if the Eide Chsime, then there is a call. But because the Eidim are in the Shtar, but if there are no Eide Chsime, but the Eide Misira. So, but when one looks in the Shtar, so he doesn't see any Chsime. So, but the Eide Chsime come to best. So that is not, does not involve a call. So Mele, it's not gave from the Chosim Shibodim, Mishtar Alvoye, we pay the Misire without it. That's according to the first Lashon
Rashi. And a get though?
A get, so she doesn't have to be gave the Ksuve on the basis of Ishtar. She is gave, how is it, Mimokim, she engaged in Ksuve, she is also gave the Ksuve. That's my best, Shtar or no Ishtar. So but we have to be sure that she's in Gereshis. So since it's good, a get with the Misira without the Yersine, Ligabi the Gereshin, So maybe she can be gave. She
because
can be gave from the chosin she brought him on the basis of the fact that she was in his garage. So here we don't have to resort to call. That's in Shtaral Voye. So then the Chachomim or Misakein that the Milval Peh cannot be gave from the Chosim Mishibodim, only from Chosim Mechayim Mishim Pseidid Likuches. But if it's Milva Bishtar, then there is no Pseidid Likuches. Why isn't there a Pseidid Likuches? Because it has a call. But Eidim Misire without the Chsime has no call. Some Mele, it's like Milval Peh, it's not given from the Chosim Mishibodim. But by Get, who is interested in call? A Grushe is entitled to collect the Ksuve from the Chosim Mishibodim, even if there is no Ksuve, Mokim Shein Kesin Ksuve. She is also given from the Chosim Mishibodim. The second Loshin Rashi, Lishna Achine, gave him the Chosim Mishibodim. Im Shtar Milve, who gave him the Chosim Mishibodim. But then the question is, but here he doesn't say Shtar Milve, he says, Gimul Git Af. Gimel Gittin, so it has reference to Gittin. The answer is Ishtachiv can also be called Get. So Mishnachin Gimel Choshim Bodim, Shtamilu Gimel Choshim Bodim, Ishtachiv Nami Koi Get, Gidoma Bial, maybe Get Chiv, Shein Beachayez. Alright. Loshin Shein Yipir Bikuntras, Ishtamilu Gimel Choshim Bodim, V'chein Nirel Ravetam Iker, Dafu Bishor Storis gave Ebin Misire, Mikosin Mishibodim, Gidimash Mafiri Basre, Domaravaloche Krebleza Begitten, Ubishor Storis, Loi, Vokotone, this is Gimoras Kashi, we gave him a Mikosin Mishibodim, Al Midrableza Namayer Mishor Storis, so it's Gimoran Foreshes from the Dimor. Vikoshe, Doma Begit Poshu, Huzak Sabiode Bibezd, Mao. Mao sheyigve mimishabde. Mao sheyigve mimishabde. Gemara is not by it. Suppose a certain person, let's say Ruve, deposited with Bezin his handwriting, in order that Bezin should know his handwriting, in case there is.
Yes, the sign is star.
There is an ishaile, whether he sees his handwriting or not, so Bezin will know. So, because Bezin, if he doesn't deposit his handwriting with Bezin, so Bezin might forget. I mean, they have to remember the handwriting so well, but if they have it in their possession, and then they see a purporting signature by this person, by Ruvein, they'll be able to examine it, compare it, and they'll be able to tell. So suppose he deposited his handwriting, a piece of paper on which he had his handwriting with the best. Then he wrote Biksav Yodei Ruvein that Ani Lovisi Mimcho Shimen Mon. Then Shimen comes to best and produces the Shtar Hidoye Biksav Yodei. The Shtari Doye Biksav Yode that Ruvein borrowed from Shimon and Hamlezutz. So, the Kodesh Dabai of the Gemara, can he be gave from the Chosim Mishibodim? Do we say, just the Doye? Just the Doye Baal Peh?
What's Odom?
Doye, an admission.
That admission that he owes
that
the money.
That suppose he would come to Bezin and say, I borrowed from Shimon $100. So Shimon would be able to collect from, but only from the Chosin Mechayim, not from the Chosin Shibodim, because there is no call. So here too, it's not better than the Doye Baal Peh. So he's a new Baal Peh, but the Doye Bishtar, Xaviode, maybe as a din, like a new Bishtar, and there is a call, so melee can be given. That's the Abai of Lima. So that's the Gemara's Abai Mobas. Because you don't be a Porsche, who's not the best Mao, Pirish Mao, she even Mishab, the Umay Semar, the Gitten, Diktone we gave him a chosim mishabodim. So it's a rai, he can be. So the Gemara, one second, please. Umishane, so the Gemara refutes it. And the Gemara says, Umishane, Shane, Hosom. So there are two Gersoyes in the Gemara Babasri, and the less staff in Babasri, Kufayim Bom. So two Gersoyes. One Gersi is the Gersi that he mentions right now, at his verse, Shane, Hosom, Dikik Suvi. So that's in line with Rashi's first Loshi. In other words, that when it says with David Misire, you can be given from the Chosim and Mishubodim, Shibodim, that only has reference to get, because it's your get vein of Ksuve, so gave us a boso. So she's actually gave it from the Chosim Shibodim, not on the basis of Ishtar, but on the basis of the get. And as long as the get is a get kosher, some mele she can give it. But Bashor Alvoye, where the basis of collecting has to be the shtar, so then without the chsime, so it's not a good shtar to be able. It's not a shtar that has a call. So mele, you will be able to give it from Chosin Shibodim. That's how it appears according to that girls. Mshane shano osam di kiksude. Mashma di dafke b'getayre. V'loi b'sholshtores. Not like the second Loshen in Rashi. That even by Shtor Alvoye with the Misire without Yechzime is kosher. V'rashbam gores osam. But Rashbam's Gersi is Shana Hoson de Mishas Ksive Shvid Nafshi. So in regard to this question, whether a Shtar Alvoye with Eidi Misira, without Eidi Chsime, can collect from the Chosim Shibodim, is told in two Gersois. It's told in the two Lishay Nesi and Rashi, and it's told in the two Gersois in the Lord of Basri. According to the Gersi Mishas Ksuvi Shvid Nafshi, so when the Mishnah says here, that's not the reason. The Gimchot Shvodim has reference only to get, but not to Shtar Alvoye. According to the Gersi Mishas Ksive Shvid Nafshi, so then the Mishnah here that says the Gimchot Shvodim has reference to all Shtar Alvoye. So it's only two Gersoyes. V'Rashban goes on some Shanos and Tzak Ksive Shvid Nafshi. Pirish, what it means Ksive Shvid Nafshi? Kishen Yichtav Hashtar, נכתב כי למוסר בפני עדים שעדים מסירה במקי מידי חסימה והבקול כאילו עדים חסימים. So in other words, over there the Mishnah daf pivov, so when he executed the shtar, so b'ksav yodei, so he executed the shtar in order that he should have a chaliz in shtar, and his intention was to give it to the Malve in the presence of Eide Misire. Mashein Kein, in the first time, the Mishnah made him, she did Misire, became a Yerchsime, Vahave Kol, Kelidim Chsumim, Avoli, Liboyalon, Huzak Sabiodi, Bi Bezn, Umosa, Bein, Livin Atzme, Vil Nishavin El Lidoye, Veloilas, Starshi, Likeol. But the bias reference the case where he gave a piece of paper. Ruven gave a piece of paper and Shimon that piece of paper he wrote Ani Ruven Movisim Chomone. So his kavone was to give him the piece of paper in order that he should have written evidence of his admission, of his idoye. But his kavone was not that he should acquire chaliz din shtar. Boraye, he didn't even bother to deliver it to him in the presence of Eidi Misira. The Mishnah here is reference to the case where he handed over a shtar ksav yodei, and in the presence of Eidi Misira. So his kavone was that not to give him biteres idoye, but instead of making idoye orally, he made idoye in a written form. No, but But so then it's a bay, since it was made only b'tiras idoye, so it's not better than idoye bal peh. Mashein came, the Mishnah here has reference to the case where he wrote the shtar b'ksav yodei and then he handed it over to the malve in the presence of Eidim Isire, and his kavone was that he should have a chalizni shtar. So the mele that is given from the Chosim Shabbat. פרק שניך והשטר נתחיל מייסוק נגים שנסיר נקימי נחסימי ועבר כל כלי נחסימים אבל יהיה לי בו אלון הוא זה הכתב יודו מבזן ומוסה בין אלו עצמי ולנסחה בין אלו לידויה ולא ילעס השטר שיהיה לי כל ועושם לא יהיה אלא אפילו ישחסת בבזן even though בזן is able to recognize the signature because at one time he deposited his name a piece of paper with his name to Bezdin, so Bezdin is able to recognize his handwriting, but still, it's not Ishtar.
It's only a Ishtar of Dor.
It's not even Ishtar, it's just Idoi.
A Dor.
Not Ishtar Idoi, it's just Idoi. So it's not better than Idoi Baal Peh. Vosom Loyel Afilu Yischazik Afilu Rabbi Hananel apparently had the girl say Mishas Ksuva Shibet Nafshe. Mishas Ksuva Shibet Nafshe. And implying that only by get can be given Chosm Shibodim. But by Shtar Alvoye, with Eri Misire, he cannot be given Chosm Shibodim. And then, but the Gemore in Amgarish implies, as Stacy said, because Gemara says that if both from a rabbi local was a begitten with store a slave for a ton and they gave him a chosm shibodim, so it's a raya like the second loshen in Rashi. So Rakom Chananel, there is a machlik as a sugis. In other words, the Gemara in Get Poshut and Rabbi Hananel had the girl say of Mishas Ksuvo Shiveid Nafshei. Not Mishas Ksive Shibit Nafshe, the Rashbam's girl said, but Mishas Ksuve Shibit Nafshe, so the Gemara in Get Poshut holds that when the Mishnah says, if we gave Mechos Shibodim, it has reference only to get the Ksuve, but like this, Shtar Alvoye cannot be given from Mechos Shibodim with the Gemisir of Tarezachsime. And the Gemara in Amgarish, which says the Gemara Estikashe, how can we say Alochik Rablezer only in Gittin and not in Shoshtores, for the Mishnah says even in Shoshtores, so it's possibly in Garish, Pasakam Hananil, she is Lismi Chayid get Poshut, Viloi Magvinam Beidin Nisire, Elom Ibnei Chare. So Beit Misire, we are only gave only from Nechare v'hod ipoich. Now the question is this. I'm sorry, El Nechare, v'hod ipoich. I want to finish this. V'hod ipoich, stomed ashaz b'pirkin. Gabi shtar pasoye. Shtar pasoye means the shtar that was executed in the courts of the Goyim, the Persians. So the Masre Bapesad Yisrael. So the signatories were going naturally. A Goyis Posleides. Goyis Posleides. But it was Nimser in the presence of Jews. Edim Sheirim. So the Gemara says that he can be given the Chosm Necherim. So then the Gemara is the Kashe, Yehoche, Mishabde, Namaligve. So the question is, so he should be given from the Chosim Shibodim also, Why? One second. Because there is any Misira, so it appears from that Gemara that with the Misira alone it can be given from the Chosim Shibarim. Kosher Lipsak Rav Nechananel, the Meire Bechsima Lissadev, the Chodim Medietes, so that's like Noidechsim. It's certainly not better than Noidim Misira. On the contrary, it might be worse, Mizuyev Metechai, but it's certainly not better than Noidechsim. And still the Gemara is the just the Misira, and still the Gemara is the Kashe should be given from Chosim Shibodim. So it's a raya that a Shtar Alvoye with the Misira no Eidach Sime can also be given from Chosim Shibodim. So it's a Kashe against Rav Nechananel. So because the Meir Hussein says Chom Medici because you contrast Mishum Hoche Mishum Hoche Salkadai Toch the government mishabde kim the masre ba pesare Yisrael chive hanecha dietes ke achoyes it's achoyes of what we so the Gemara knew that it couldn't be gave min chosin mishibodim let's say if a dietes goyim asayim but there's a special takone the chitaro ile ba achoyes is gave from the chosin mishibodim because Achoyes is Limara Nafshai. So the Gemara's Havamine was in this case, but then the Gemara knew in the Havamine also that Ishtar, that is Ishtar Alvoye, that is signed by Leigoi, not court, not judges of the court, but Leigoi, so cannot be given because Egoi is post latest. But why did the Gemara ask if she be gave even from Chosim Shibodim? Because since it had Eidim Misire, so Mimele, the fact that it had Eidim Misire Yisrael, that made the Eidach Sime, the Goyim Edietes, like Achoyes. Because what's the difference between Achoyes judges or just Edietes Goyim? Because Edietes can lie. But judges will not lie. But in the case,
their reputation,
where there is Eidim Misira, so then there might be, that's what they have in the moment. So the same umdene would apply to the Hedietes Goyim who assigned them the Shtar. So that was the Gemara's kasha. But anyway, so it's a raya that even with that Eidim Misira, and no Eidach Sime you can be given from the Chosim Shibodim. Because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't even have a Havamine. So it's a kasha against Rav Nechananel. So, Mishmoches of the Daito, the Gobim Mishabde, Kim Dim Yisra Mabesad Yisroel, Chshi Vehanach Ad Yitzis Kachoyis, Vigam Roshan Akuntres, Mirchiach Lekamon, Lui Gobim Mishabde, Elo Beidach Sime. Now let's see the Gemara that you know. It's really so not in 1 second.
It's swear by Rav Nechananel?
Yeah, that's what he said. So, let's see the Gemara. It's not really kasha against Rav Nechananel. Let's see the Gemara. Daf Yud Aleph. It's really a little strange, the tasteless as that kasha. Because Gemara asks, Yochem Mishabde Name, so the Gemara gives the Teres, Leslie call it. So the Gemara says, Leslie call it. And if the Rabbi Hananel says, we pass like the Sugye in Get Poshut, not like the Sugye in Amgarish, that a Shtalvoye with a Dimisira without a Dirchsime is not given Choshvodim. Why not? But it's a good star. The answer is there's no call. It has no call. So Mimele, so how is it in conflict with Hananel? Here also the Gemara gives the Teres that it has no call. So what is the kashef against Rav Hananel? On the contrary, I mean, it's in consonance with Hananel. So the kashef by Tisvis is, if it is true that he get that he shtar halvoye with the Dimisira without the Yachsime cannot be given from Chosem Shubodim, so then Gemara wouldn't even have his Alkadaita. Wouldn't even have his Alkadaita. The reason as to why the Gemara had his Alkadaita is because apparently the Gemara assumed that a get with Edi Misira without Edi Chsime is considered as a good shtaraye, and it is given a chos b'shibot because it has a call. But so the Gemara thought that where the Edi Chsime are going at Yates, so it has a call like it has a call just as a shtar halvoya that was signed by judges. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, no, as shtar halvoya is signed by judges as a call, and there is no choshad mishakir because achoy is l'mara nafshay, and as far as call is concerned, so the achoy is has a call. Some male is gave it from the chos mishborim. Mashein kein a shtar halvoya on which a gate is going to sign, even though it has a dimisire, has no call. Why doesn't it have a call? Because nobody talks about it. Why should we talk about it? They know that Goyim signed it, so they don't talk about it. You can't have any credence in the Goyim. So Mele, even though it has a dimisire, it still has no call. It's worse than Ishtar Alvoya has no idachsime, and it has a mishor, so then everybody talks about it. But if it has a dechsime and the agoyim mediates, so then no one talks about it. No one talks about it because they know that it's a chasvedam. So that's the kasha. But actually, it's not the kasha against Rav Nechmana, because the terrace of the Gemara is it has no call, and so it's the same thing. In other words, a shtar alvoye that has no idachsime and has a dimisire, or a shtar alvoye that has idachsime goyim and has a dimisire, are the same thing. But Teisves assume that the reason as to why the Gemara had the habamine that it has a call, because a shtar without Idachsime and has a misire is also as a call. So the Gemara assumed, the Habamim actually assumed, if it has a Idachsime goyim mediates, it has a misire, it's not, is the same as it, as Ishtar Voya has no Idachsime and has a misire. So the Gemara's teretz was, no, it's not the same. That's why Tezu says, but it's not the kasha against Rabban Hanana.
It's only on the Havamina.
Yeah. Tezu says deduces from the Havamina that in case where there are no Edachsime altogether, then it has a call. So the Havamina assumed the same thing is true where it has Edachsime going. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. But according to Chavonano, there is no difference. And that was Tolu in the Havamina and the Maskon of the Gemara, according to Chavonano.
According to Rashbam.
Yeah.
According to Rashbam, isn't the Iker Chasim in the Sefer?
What?
Because the main Chiluk is if there was Nimsa Bifnei Edi Masira or not. Why does the Gemara mention Mashasi Sivu?
All right, we'll soon see. Now, anyway, we have a machlekes rishen, whether a shtar alvoy with idei misire and no idei chsime. So, it's to Gersoi, it's to Rishinis and Rashi, machlekes rishen, whether it's given from the chosim shibodim or it's not given from the shibodim. Let's see the shittes rav. There is a remarkable lashon in the rav. Thank you. Is there a Gemara for Basra? Sam. Shtal voye, Idei Misir, and no Eder Sime, whether it's given him a Chosim Shvor or not. Let's see Loshna Rambe. Perhu Dalef. Now, in connection with that Abaye, the Gemara for Basra, Boim Ne Rabbe Barnos Ne Rabbi Yechon, Hurzak Savyodu Yibbez Mai, Omalei Afal Pishu Hurzak Savyodu Yibbez Ne, in the gave Elam Chosim Echeir. But then...
This is the first.
Yeah. This is the more special. So then Rome Bachome is the Kasha from the Mishnah in Gitten. So, Yevintar Shana Hosom, but in the case of Fuzak Savyodvi Bezdin, so he's not gave him Chachman. The Rambam says, in Pilkudalev Milchas Malva Leve Aloche Veis, Leve Shekosav Shtarbich Savyode, Veheid Beyedi. That means Edi Messire. Vinosne limalve hari ze kosha. No, and one second. Leve shekosav shtar bechsav yodei vehei beedim vinosne limalve hari ze kosha. Vecheinim kosav shtar afal pishein beedim vinosne limalve bifneedim hari ze milve bishtar. So it's something remarkable in Rambam. The Rambam pastens that a star, halvoye, that has it in Misire, no eder sime, is given chosish bodim. But the Rambam mentions it in connection with the case where, in addition to the Misire, the text of the star, halvoye, was written by chsav yode of the Levi. Implication being, because it says, Levi shekosav star by chsav yode. Star by chsav yode. So, Behei beedim, vinosne limalve harizish takosha, vechein kosav shtar, aval pishein beedim, vinosne limalve, vifneedim harizimilve bishtar. Strange thing. Now it's mashman v'loshan Rambam, it's very strange. A big chiddush that in order to be given from chosim shibodim, then there is one prerequisite that it has to be written by ksav yodei of the Levi. Not by ksav yodei of the Sefer. But if the shtar voye is written by ksav yodei of the Levi, then in addition, it has to have edim too. What's the edim? Either edim sime or edim misire. There's a Loshen Rambam. Levi shekosav shtar by ksav yodei. Veheid beedim. Heid beedim means edim sime. Vinostle malva de kosha. And suppose he writes ishtar halvoye, b'ksav sefer, and then he tells Dadim to sign it, he cannot be given from Chosim Shibori. It's a big chiddush. Mil shaman, the Rambam is the only, but he says it. And then he says, v'chein im kosav shtar, means also b'ksav yodei, afal pishein v'edim, but no idech sime. Vinosne le malve bifneidim arizimule bishta. Arizimule bishta. So, in order to give Chosim Shibodim, there is a tnai, a prerequisite. It has to be written with ksav yodei. In all stories, there what?
Even with Eder Sime?
Even with Eder Sime. He says so, I can't help it. As much as I would like to say no, but I can't help it. The Rambam says so. Leve shekosav shtar b'chsav yode v'heid b'yedi v'nosna l'malva arizei kosha. Why does he have to say k'sokav shtar b'chsav yode v'yedi? Leve shekosav shtar v'heid b'yedi v'nosna arizei kosha. No, he emphasizes b'chsav yode v'chein im kosav shtar afal pishein b'yedi v'nosna l'malva b'fneidi harizei milva b'shtar. In other words, in order to be given from Chosim Shibodim, it has to be written by ksav yodei. But that ksav yodei by itself is not enough. In addition, it has to have edim too. Either edim sime or edim misir.
The v'chein of the Rambam is not a case of ksav sefer.
What?
The v'chein of the Rambam is not a case of ksav sefer.
That's one. be mistada. You see, you can say, you see, you can say, what you could say is that the reason as to why the Rambam mentioned in connection with Kosav, I mean, that will be a chiddush, but Pashas Aloshin doesn't tend to indicate. But because it's such a big chiddush, even made the chsimex of Sefer should be able to give Mechazim Shibodim. So you could say that the reason as to why the Rambam mentioned Leibish Kosav Shtabach Sab Yodei, because of the Sefer, where it has no chsimex. So then, only the Misire. So it has to be combined with the other prerequisite of Kosav Sab Yodei. But in the case of he has chsimex, then the chsime by itself is enough. But even that will be the echak, because so the Rambam should have said, Leive shekosa, shta, vehei beheidim, vinos lemalva al yekosha, vichein im kosa vichsav yodei, shta, afal pishein beheidim, vinos lemalva vichneidim al yimul shta. Why did he say, Leive shekosa, shta, vichsav yodei, vehei beheidim, vinos lemalva al yekosha? So, but you could, al pideicha, say that. But the Rambam, you know, we find the Rambam is so clear and exact in his Loshen that it's not reasonable that this is the reason. So it's more mistaber that the Rambam mentioned Levi because of Shtabel Savyodei in order to emphasize that even if the Shtal Voye has Idich Sime, he couldn't be given Choshech Bodem unless it's with Mixavyodei. But certainly to say that where it has Idich Sime, then it has to be written Mixavyodei. It has it in Misire, then it doesn't even have to be written Mixavyodei, but it's a Sefer. That would be so. Tziyuve bi'ared, as the Gemara says, v'giyure b'shmishmai. That's not mistak. So, it's a melitza, an expression. I mean, the citizen oh. is not yeah. elevated to the height of the high sky.
But the immigrant is. The alien is.
That's not reasonable. Leve shekosav shtar v'chsav yodei v'hei b'yedim v'inos l'malve harizhi shtar kosha v'chein im kosav shtar also means v'chsav yodei. So in other words, the pashtis haloshin of the Rambam is that in order that ishtar v'yedim should be given from chosim shibodim, there are two prerequisites. First, it has to be v'chsav yodei. And if it has just stated in Sirei d'chsimei, it's not a shtah. Shtah, it has to be a shtah. What is a shtah? Because it be sefer, the chasein, the hoidei. So a shtah has to be this. Without hades, it's not a shtah. Even ksav yodei. It's not a shtah, it has to be. What kind of hades? Simikalsi, sirikalsi. All right, we pass on it, sirikalsi. But the Rambam passes like the reef, that the that the chsim is also good, or it's especially good. I mean, because the pshat is in the misire kalsi, after the misire kalsi, the chsim is certainly, or because the chsim is ara in the misire, as the ran explained, whatever the pshat is. So that makes the shtar into a shtar. That's a shtar in kolatzer kule. Get in shtar matone, in shtar mechire. So Eidim make it into Ishtar. But then, in order to be given from the Chosin Shibodim, the fact that it's Ishtar is not enough. The fact that it is Ishtar is not enough. It has to have one second. One second. As far as the Reish of the Rambam is concerned, so Lacha Mishneh is the Kash.
Excuse me, where is
that Rambam again? Pirkei Yud Aleph, Milchas Malach V'Leivei, Halacha Beis. So, there are two Chiddushim in Rambam. First of all, Pashtus HaLoshon is, since in the Reish he says, Leave the Kosav Shtar of Sav Yode. Some Mele, when he says the Chim Kosav Shtar of Pishem, he means also the Sav Yode, not Kosav Shtar, how they say. I mean, that's obvious. So, why is it in respect to the case where the Eidim is serious, so the Rambam requires they should also be written in the Yode? And then the big Chiddush is, why is it in the Reishe where they say the Chsime, why does he have to mention Ksav Yodei? So, the Lacha Mishneh is the second Kashi, the Lacha Mishneh. So, he mentions that the Bes Yosef, Chish Mishpet, says that the Pshat and Rambam, the Rambam wants to say, Leve Shikosav Shtar B'Ksav Yodei, V'hei B'Yedim, why do, if it's Eid Be'edim, why does it have to be Ksav Yodei? Hey, Eid Chsime, so it's not a poshut. But the Rambam wants to tell us that not is some, the Shtar can be written in two ways. Either in the form of Mischayves, one could write the Shtar, is Mischayev himself to pay him
X amount of money.
So then it's Ischaibis, Ishtar Ischaibis. So the Shtar creates Ischaibis. Or it can be in the form of Adoye. Meile ani lecho. Shalovisi mimcho meyazuz. Now, there is a Gemara in Suves that Kufale from the base. Itma. Koim el chaver chayev ani lachmone. Rabbi Yechon omer chayev v'rishloki shamapota. Hey chadom. I dom el matme idai. My time with the rishloki di kapota. So then he cannot say mishat ani boch. I lo yom el matme idai. So my time with Rabbi Yechon omer chayev. If he just says it in the presence of two aid in Tushimen, meid ani loch. So, and he didn't say Atameidai. So then he should be able to say, Mishatan Boch, I was just joking. But if he says Atameidai, then he cannot say Mishatan Boch. But if he doesn't say Atameidai, even if he makes a doy in the presence of Eidim, so it doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara says, Leilo the loy comrade made. So then by my time made a piechre, so he should be able to say Mishatani Boch, Loch and my askinon domale Chayevani Lochmone Bishta. Chayevani Lochmone Bishta. So in other words, where he said in the presence of Eidim, Chayevani Lochmone Bishta. Balpe if he said it. Some mele. He, Rabbi Rishlokish holds, he can say Mishat Ani Boch, since he didn't say Ani Eidai at a Meidai, but he said Chai Rochmone Bishtah, and Rabbi Yechanan says he cannot say Mishat Ani Boch. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. Mishat Ani Boch, I was joking, I was teasing him. So, the Rambam passes in Perik Yudalek Nuchas Mechirei Halochet Esvov Hamchayev Atzmei Mimomein Leachir Beloi Tnai Klal Af Al Pi Shelo Yechayev Klum Ari Zechayev Shedor Ze Matoni Yivin Asmachte Keitzad Hoim El Eidim Hevula Eidim Shanechayev Leplei Nimone Oy Shekosav Loi Bishta Harei Nechayev Lachmone אף על פי שאין שם עדים, או שאומר לי בפני עדים, הרי נחייב לחמונה בשטה, אף על פי שלא יאמר, לא אמרת עדיי, הויל ואומר בשטר הרי זה כמי שאומר רבו להעדים וחייב לשאלים חשאלים so in another way so being in the form of idoye being in the form of his chayves if he says chayev an yochmone bishtar bal pe so is chayev and then the same thing is if he writes in the shtar not he says bal pe chayev yochmone bishtar but shekosal bishtar harei nechayev yochmone af al pi shein shomeidin so just ksav yode he's also chayev but in that case it's only given mechosim nechayev but if he tells eidim so it's given mechosim shebodim so it's mashma according I mean it's a big chiddush when the Rambam says in the reish leve shekosav shtar bechsav yode veheid beyedim vinoslim malva arizis hakosha what's the chiddush. So the Bes Yosef, the Rech Mishne mentioned the name of Bes Yosef, he wants to tell us the Chiddush that even if he said it, even if he wrote in Beloshen Idoye in the Shtar, even if he wrote Beloshen Idoye in the Shtar, and it's Heid Boyedin, so the Rambam in Perek Yud Veiz, Perek Yud Aleph, in Luchin Chire Paskins, without the Dechsime, if he writes in the Shtar, Biksav Yodei, הרי נחייב לחמונה איבן בלו שנידוי סוממילה he cannot say משעת הניבוך so it's חייב but in order to be given from the חוסים משבודים so it has to have it יחסים את we have to understand it what kind of הלוח is it in other words if he writes it בלו שניס חייבס so then even without כסב יודי even without כסב יודי so so even without Ksav Yodei so he's given Mechosim Shebodim but if he writes it Beloshni Doye so he can be given from Mechosim Shebodim only if it's both if it is Ksav Yodei and it has Yechsim but you see this is a very difficult Rambam and my purpose is to explain the other thing in the Rambam this is so difficult
The first
thing in the Rambam. The Rambam mentions two halachas. In the reish of the Rambam, he mentions in order to be given from the chosim shebodim, it has to be written by Ksav Yodei, and it has to have eidach sime. And it has to have eidach sime. But if it's not written by Ksav Yodei, and even eidach sime, so it's not given chosim shebodim. It's not ishta. In other words, so the Lachmishn explains that, but he says it's a deichat. That the Rambam means has reference to the case where he writes Belosh Midoy. So he says Chosmei Beidei Vaday Leve Shekosa Bechsav Yodei Veid Beidim. Im Kavonas Chabenu Shekosa Belosh Shtar Vechosa Beidim Du Shtar. Ein Yedeya Ma Bolam Deinu Uma Hutzrach. הרב המגיד לימר שזה מוסכם בגיטל פרק המגריש כיוון דחוסם בעידים פשיטת דמענה כיוון דחסיב בלושן שטר ואם כבונס רבינו לימר דקוסה בלושן מידעני ולוי בלושן שטר אלא בלושן כסב יודי דמענה כמו שטר וכמי שרוצו לדאג ביקרב בסיוסף וחשמישפט לושן So Loshen Rabbeinu Shekosa Lamata is not mashma that way. Anyway, that's the way the Bes Yosef is trying to explain the Rambam. So that's one difficult Rambam. But I'm not trying to explain that. That is very difficult. But the Bes Yosef explains it on that basis. That the Chiddush is in the case where he writes it Loshen Idoye. So then he has to, it has to be written exactly. Ksav Yodei and but with not Ksav Yodei, so it's not good. Why isn't it good? I suppose because if it's written by Ksav Yodei, so then he cannot say Mishat HaNiboch. Mishat HaNiboch. He goes to the trouble of writing it himself, his own rabbi, only to make a joke.
But if he doesn't write the Ksav Yode and divides Veloshni Doye Meidanilo, so we can say that he was only trying to make a joke. He told the Eidim, sign Ishtar, I made it, that I owe me money. So you can say Mishtar Dabar. It's not so difficult, but it's a big Chiddush. So, anyway, but my purpose is not to explain the first the Halacha and Rambam in the Reish, but in the Seif. In the Seif he says, V'chein im kosav shtar, afo pishein be'edim, v'nosne limalva b'fne edim, hare zinu v'bishtar. So I heard from my father, Zechem Levorche, long, long time, 45 years ago, over 50 years ago, 54 years ago, I heard it from my father. He explained the Rambam. The second thing, not the, the first thing, I didn't hear my father any explanation. But I'm just saying what the Lech Mishnah mentions in the name of the Beis Yosef. Alright. But the second thing, so the Rambam says, V'chein kosav shtar, it also means, Kosav shtar b'chsav yodei, afro pishein beidim, v'nosnei limal v'bifneidim, harei zemil v'bishtar. And it's given v'chos mishabot. In other words, that in order to be given from v'chos mishabotim, then it has to have two things like the vusi. Number one, eidim isire, and number one, Eidechsim and the Psalm and Savyod. If it has Eidechsim, so only in the case, as the Beis Yosef says, when it's Veloshen Idoye, so then if it's not the Savyod, it just is, he tells Eidechsim to sign, so then he can say, Nishatani Boch, you see. But if it's the Savyod, so then he cannot say Nishatani Boch, but in order to collect from the Chosim Shibodim, it has to have Eidechsim also. But in the second Din Rambam, the Seife, when can it be given from the Chosim Shibodim? Only if it has no Eidechsim. It has only Eidei in Nisire, if in addition it is written Miksav Yodim. So my father said, the Rambam Shit is as follows. Now there is a question. There is Shtar Kinyan and there is Shtarai. Two separate kind of stories. Shtar Kinyan means, let's say, like get. So through the shtar, she becomes Mekadeshes. Shtar Gdush, through the shtar, she becomes Mekadeshes. Shtar Shicho, through the shtar, the status is changed. He becomes a Mechir. Or Shtar Matone, through the shtar. So title is to the Sode is transferred from Ruben to Shimon. Shtar Mechire could also be Shtar Kinyan. If the Kinyan is through the Shtar, it could be Shtar Raya. If the Kinyan is through Chazoke, through Keset, but he gives him a Shtar as a Raya. So there is Shtar Kinyan. Then there is Shtar Raya. Let's say Shtar Alvoye, in respect to the Gvir from Nechere. Then it's only Shtar Raya. If somebody borrows money, Shtar or no Shtar, Eidim or no Eidim, he has to pay. But if there is no Shtar, and there are no Eidim Baal Peh, so then he can deny, he's a Kibar Hakol, so he'll be Potter. If he's a Shtar, so then he cannot deny. So that's only Shtarai. The question is, what's the halacha of Shtar Halvoy that is gave from the Chosim Shibot? A Milve Al Peh is not gave from the Chosim Shibot. Even a Milve Amalve Bechavir Be'edim, so he's not gave from the Chosim Shibot. So, but Milve Bishtar is given from the Chosin Shibon. So Milve Alpe is not given from the Chosin Shibon. Milve Bishtar is given from the Chosin Shibon. In order to be given from the Chosin Shibon, does the Shtar have to be a Shtar Kinyan? Or the Shtar has to be just the Shtarai? So, on that point, there is a Machlekes Hashem in Gittin.